you're going to need more wealth, which means you won't be able to do the same things your parents or grandparents did with money if it's got to last that much longer. You won't be able to start as late or put as little away or rely on Social Security or rely on a pension at work like they all got to. It's going to fall on you. You have to start earlier. You're going to have to save more, and you have to be smarter with it. Now, how are you going to do that? That's where we come in. Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave. This is history in the making. I've got to tell you something. We started this business back in the early 90s, and one of the things we wanted to do is give the people that were considering looking at our firm a chance to come to Atlanta and check us out. You know, a chance to kind of kick the tires, meet some of the people, hear some of their backgrounds, learn a little bit about them and what they do. And so we started this, and the majority of our senior leaders over the last 25 plus years have come through this event. They've come to Atlanta. Of course, now it's 2017, so it's not only available by you being in the room here in the studio audience today. We've got the ability to have this be a live stream. So I'll talk more about that here in just a second. You know, we call it the green carpet day because that's sort of our idea. We're rolling the green carpet after you. We used to call it red carpet day back in the 90s, but since we're WealthWave, we call it green carpet day. And what we want to do is we want to give you a chance to really check us out, to really learn what it is that we do here, what makes us unique, what makes us different. And so we call this the future of leadership, the way we're doing this. We're very high tech, but we also have maintained all the high touch. I've been doing this business for 36 years, and back in the beginning, it was only high touch. And now, you know, with all this technology, haven't you always wondered how you could weave technology into your business? What would it look like if you could find a way to harness the internet somehow and have that become part of what you do as you go forward? So if any of you are following us on TV land today, if you are a Twitter person, you can go and you can type in hashtag WealthWave. And that'll pop up, and our system in the back will allow that to go into our broadcast, and you'll be able to see what it is that we're doing and how it is that we're doing it, and you'll just be able to follow along with what it is that we're doing here. This is a chance to really get to look at us from the inside out, so you can see it there on the screen. You also have a chance to be part of what I think is history in the making. You know, this is a chance to build our business in a way that, in my opinion, has never been able to be done before. The chance to take technology and harness it while you have all these relationships you have, you know, people you know and know of, people you've built your business with before, you get a chance to have all of that kind of come together at one time and do this. And so there is dreams and goals that you have out there, and everybody has. And what people have discovered is you have to do one of two things. You have to either shrink your dreams to fit the size of your current opportunity, or you got to find a way to be able to build a business that can be unlimited so you can build a business as big as your dreams. You know, the way the world works in the traditional sense is that the world takes a look at where you went to school and what you studied and how long you've been doing that, and it comes up with a value of what you're worth. I'm not saying that's what you're worth. I'm just saying that's what the world's willing to pay you. Now, how do you get beyond that? Well, there's only one choice. You got to become an entrepreneur. But now if you had the money to become a traditional entrepreneur, you wouldn't be worried about the money in the first place. You could go buy a McDonald's or open a big store or a restaurant or something, and you'd be an entrepreneur. So how do you become an entrepreneur without all that upfront capital, without all that risk? Well, and what if you could find a way to do it in the biggest industry in the world, the only industry that measures both its sales and its assets in the trillions of dollars? Well, that's what we put together here. That's really what WealthWave is. I'm going to share some of it with you today. We have a TV show we do on a regular basis called Leadership Live. And all you have to do to become part of that show and be able to watch us do this is go to getleadershiplive.com, and you'll be able to see exactly what it is that we do and how we do it. And the most recent show we just did, that's up available there online. You'll be able to see it and watch it and kind of get to know the style with which we do this business. I think you're going to like it when you see that. So what we consider this: vision, strategy, ideas, recognition, and then crystal clear examples of how to do this. So I don't know if you're a football fan or not, but if you had in your mind that you wanted to become an NFL quarterback, it might make some sense, and maybe an argument can be made. You probably ought to follow what Tom Brady's doing. You ought to maybe work out like he does and maybe even consider some of the style things he does, because he's maybe considered the best one ever, right? Well, we want you to be able to do that in our business, to study some of the best people ever at it. They've been doing it for a very long time, very successfully, but also doing it using a system. A system can be duplicated. What a person does sometimes can't, but a system can. And so you're going to see today our system and see leaders running that system. I wanted to give you a really quick little history lesson of kind of how this all started, you know, the idea of having a TV show and a TV network. Back in the 80s, you probably remember this, some of you, that a TV kind of looked like what you see on the screen there. You know, it's kind of hard to imagine these days because TVs are so much bigger and so much cooler. These are 90-inch monitors up here. I remember when TVs were 19 inches. You know, and in fact, we had a TV network back then, back in the 80s, that was the largest private television network in the world. And what we do is you had to go get an 8-foot dish, and you had to go spend about $1,000 on receivers, and then you had to hook all that up to a 19-inch TV, and I'd have 50 or 60 leaders in a room watching that TV, trying to get motivated and excited and learn about what we were doing, and that's the company we were with back in the 80s. Then, so you do that for a while, and then next thing you know, it's the 90s, and technology starts evolving, and so what did that look like? Well, we wanted to record them, so you know, you got to put it on a VHS tape. Some of you might remember what those are. The problem with all that is, how do you get that distributed? How do you get it out to somebody? If I was to hand each one of you a VHS tape today, you don't have one of those on you. You don't have one in your office or your car. You don't even know how to work one, even when you had one, right? So what we decided to do in the 90s was we went and we created a thing called the Leadership Network back then. And I had just moved to Atlanta from Cincinnati, Ohio, where I'm from. And so I became one of the hosts of that show. And so I didn't know anything about TV or about television, and so I had a lot to learn and a lot to grow. But we did it that era using the Dish Network. We were one of the first private stations on Dish. And so we'd have that out there, and so it was a lot easier to get a little Dish Network's antenna put up than it was the really big one. And the receiver kind of came with it, and so we did our show that way. And there's what I looked like when I was 12 doing that show. And we had a lot of fun. And we built a big company. We have a lot of history, and I want to share a little bit of that history with you. Back in the 80s, we were the largest marketer of life insurance and the largest marketer of mutual funds in the world. And nobody had heard of us to start with, but by the end of the 80s, everybody had heard of us. So then we start this company back in the early 90s, and because it had the same building style, we became the largest marketer of variable products back in that era. So we had every insurance and your securities license, and we'd sit down with clients and we talked to them about what we do, and we did that. A lot of variable annuities and a lot of VUL back then. But as time evolves and changes and tax laws change, things keep evolving. Our leadership changed. We went to webinars back in 2000, which was amazing back then. We had to spend a lot of time just teaching our team how to get a computer and how to get online, and you know, it exposed how slow your internet was or how slow your computer was or maybe how non-high-tech you were. And so we eventually brought our team up to speed. And now today, we do that with our Monday morning webinar we do. That's one of the largest uses of GoToWebinar software in the world. Just our team using that. So we have 1,000 locations every Monday log in and listen to us talk about what we do. And that's what we're converting over to a TV show, Leadership Live, so we have no limit. As I mentioned, the last one of these we did, the last Green Carpet Day, had 4,800 viewers online. And we track all that so we can see where they are and what they're doing and how they're doing it. So my view of this is you get a chance to either disrupt this big industry or you get disrupted. You know, and so many people have found out that if you sit around and wait, because status quo is the gravitational pull of your business, that you will be disrupted at some point. You just don't know when. It may be, you know, you start thinking about some of the other industries out there. For instance, look at Uber out there. Who would have ever thought a company with no cars, no vehicles, could become the largest transportation company in the world that could be worth more than Ford and GM combined? How's that even possible? Well, that's combining high touch and high tech and disrupting the status quo of an existing business. Taxi cab was around even before they even had cars. People were giving people lifts, people places, right? And now that everybody's got a smartphone, you know, we all got up one day in 2007 and Steve Jobs held up one of these and everything changed. And so now if you've ever done Uber or Lyft or one of those kind of companies, it's a heck of a lot easier to do that than it is to go out and try and whistle somebody down and hope they're driving by when you need a ride. That was kind of dumb when you think about it. Kind of like back in the day, think about this. Do you remember when a phone number was a place? like try me at home or try me at the office. So what would you do? You try and guess where somebody was. That seems kind of dumb now. Now you just call somebody because their phone is on them. And most of the day, what do people do with their phone? They're staring at it. So it's really a kind of an interesting way that the world has shifted. So same with places to stay or how you watch TV or how you shop. All those things have all evolved and changed. We think the world of finance is due for the same kind of disruption. Somebody to come along and turn it upside down. Maybe make it literacy-based. You teach somebody how it works instead of just trying to make a sale. Some of those kind of things, which is what we do here. We'll talk more about that in a second. We've got, as Andy mentioned, a convention just for our team coming up in February. And our guest speaker we have coming, one of them, is Jason Redmond. You may not have ever heard his name before, but he was a SEAL team leader and one of the real heroes of that whole era. And a lot of the bad guys aren't with us anymore because of him and his guys. And he just a real American hero. Was injured in the line of duty. He got shot with a machine gun, if you can imagine. So, I mean, just a true hero. The fact that he's standing and still able to function blows my mind. And just a really great guy. And so what we did is we went out and we got him speaking at our convention. He knows more about leadership than almost anybody I've ever met. And we turned his message into podcasts. And I'll share our podcast story with you in a second here. But we've got podcasts now available that you can learn about our system and what we do and how we do it, listening while you're driving or working out or walking or anything you want to do. You can multitask with it. And it's become really, really successful. We call it Leadership Now. All you have to do is type in getleadershipnow.com and you'll go right to our podcast and you can subscribe to it. We've got, I just looked this afternoon, 31,500 subscribers. And we started doing this September 1st. So we've got 252 subscribers in Tokyo. We're not in Tokyo, but I guess we are. I don't know what we're doing there. But so maybe somebody's just homesick and they want to hear somebody from Ohio talk about building a financial business. But that's what's going on. That's the way the world has shifted. The world is not as big a place as it used to be. It's much smaller. And so to give you an example there, the reason we call it Leadership Now is because it's on demand. You can get right to it. You know, so you don't have to wait. You don't have to do it when. It's almost like Netflix for leadership. You know, without the video. You can just listen to it and get right to it. The selection of people that we've had do this is amazing. And our view of it is, 1 minute you're a listener trying to learn something about this, and the next minute you become a better leader. You become a more involved leader, maybe a leader who's had their strategy improved. There's the collection of what we've done since September 1st. All different backgrounds. I could go through and tell you a story about each one of those people. Some of the talks you'll hear today will be a podcast later this week. And so it gives you a chance to learn about our business. And to me, this is all about replication. We want you to be able to look at us, know that we're big and solid. You're going to hear today from the president of our financial services division, the guy that runs our back office. You're going to hear from a person that used to be the president of our broker-dealer that's now in the field with us. You're going to hear from four or five or six of our leaders with all different backgrounds and get a sense of what they see here. We do a lot of business with a company called Nationwide you've probably heard of. You're going to hear today from one of the top two or three guys at Nationwide talk about what it's like to do business with us. We're one of the largest producers for their company they've ever had, and they're very excited to be in business with us and the things we're doing. So all of this, whether it's this meeting live or a TV show you watch or a webinar or a podcast, all of that is about the best words, the best strategies, all of that being shared with you in a way that's conducive to helping you build your business. But we go one step beyond that. The one step beyond that is, we don't say, here's how you do it, go sic 'em. What we say is, let's do it. So we do it together, the same way it was for us. When you're going to hear from Bill Mitchell here in a second, and Bill and I have been in business together for 31 years. That's hard to find people even like each other after 31 years. But we've been in business for a long time. We went to high school together, if you can imagine that. I was ahead of him, and I played in the band. He was 2 years behind me, and he played tennis. So we didn't really know each other in high school. But we became fast friends and now been in business together for a long, long time and been through all these eras I just shared with you together. And so he's got a very unique perspective on why this is and why it works and why it's been so successful. And when we got in this business and started this company, we had a lot of help. People that were older than us and more experienced and more successful helped us do this. And crazily enough, it's 36 years later for me. And so we're here to help you guys build your business in the same style. we're going to help you do interviews and meetings and help you lead teams and have events and all those kind of things to make this really go. So people ask me all the time, what's the difference between now and back then? And it really boils down to a couple things. Those couple things are, you got to have more health than you thought you were going to need. And the reason for that is because you're going to live longer than you were planning on. You know, when I got in this business in the early 80s, the average client retired somewhere between 60 and 65. And unbelievably, between 70 and 75, they were gone, most of them. That's the way it was. What is it now? Well, now they may retire a little later, but they're going to live a lot longer because what was going to get you doesn't now. You know, I amazingly, this time last year, I had my mitral valve go bad in my heart. I've never been sick a day in my life. Well, if this was the 60s, I would have had to say adios, I'll catch you guys on the other side. But because I did that in 2016, they went in, didn't even have to cut me down the middle. They made a little cut over here and went and replaced my valve, and now I feel like I'm 35 again. I'm not, but I feel like it. And that's the kind of stuff that happens, that you're going to have your version of that at some point in your life. And so, you know, we're all going to, probably everybody in this room and on TV today, you're going to probably live to be, you know, 90, 95, or 100. If you have children, the odds are they'll live to be 105 or 110 or 115. So you're going to need more health. And the health community is going to have to step up, as they are, and help you to do that. Where we come in is, you're going to need your money to last as long as you do. You're going to need more wealth, which means you won't be able to do the same things your parents or grandparents did with money if it's got to last that much longer. You won't be able to start as late or put as little away or rely on Social Security or rely on a pension at work like they all got to. It's going to fall on you. You have to start earlier. You're going to have to save more, and you have to be smarter with it. Now, how are you going to do that? That's where we come in. The first thing we do is teach you how money really works, teach you the inner fundamental principles of it, teach you some shortcuts to learning how it works. And then we match up products and services with that newfound literacy to make you be able to go into your financial life much more confident, much more informed, much more access. You know, the products and services of the wealthy people are now available. And we're so fortunate in some ways for our business, it's not taught in schools. You know, that when people go to school, they just learn nothing about money other than you get out and you know how to make it and how to spend it. But you don't really learn how to save it or invest it or about things like taxes or insurance or planning for the end, all those kind of things that you need to really know. So we think the need's never been greater to need a financial professional. And so that's what we're doing today. We're expanding. This is an expansion event. You're here to look at our business, and we're here to talk to you about our business. Those of you on TV with us, you're here to check us out from afar. We wish you were here in the room with us, because it's always better to be here with us in the room. But the next closest thing is to watch us on TV and be able to see that. So because a financial education is not readily available online, I think that makes what we do even more viable. So people really want, like they do on the health side, you know, if something's wrong with you, you don't want to just go Google it and hope that you're right and you found all the answers. You want to go to a healthcare professional and make sure you're okay, right? Same way with your money. You don't just want to trust it all by yourself to what you find online. Online's great for looking at it, seeing what's in your account, you know, keeping an eye on it, some of those kind of things, record keeping. But the actual strategy of it, we've discovered, at least as of right now, people still want to talk to somebody. They want a person they can trust and look at this and find out what's going on. So since people are more afraid of running out of money than dying, we think, what a great time to be in our business. What a great time to build a financial services practice. But now, how do you do it? Do you do it the old way, the way that we did it 30 years ago? So many people in our industry are trying to do that, but it's never really worked that well. It's just so many people are doing it, it became a big industry. It's where all the money is. We think the way we do it is the way to do it. It's just the right combination of high touch and high tech that leads to high volume, which makes you be able to do the things you came here to do. I'm going to give you one quick example of our financial education and why it's so critical. My first day in this business, I had a guy, just to tell you how long ago it was on a whiteboard, and he had a room full of people, and he turned his back on the crowd and drew this out on a whiteboard, and it blew my mind. So I shifted from my accounting background, working for my dad's CPA firm, so I wanted to do this. And so that's what I did, and it changed my whole life. Just see what I'm getting ready to show you here for a second. So the Rule of 72 is a little mental math shortcut that talks about what you have to do, what happens when you get a certain interest rate, how long it takes for money to double, okay? So for example, if you get 1% return, 1% divided into 72 means it takes 72 years for $1 to turn into $2, okay? So think about that. That's a pretty long time. You wouldn't knowingly put your money someplace which will take 72 years for something to happen, would you? You probably wouldn't if you really knew and knew what the impact of all that was, right? So you'd want to get a little better than that. For instance, if you could get 4%, it only takes 18 years to double. So that's a lot better. That sounds a whole lot better than 72, right? What if you could do better than that? What if you could get 8? At 8%, it only takes 9 years. If you could find someplace you could get 12%, it only takes 6 years. You know, since the day I got in this business to yesterday, the stock market has averaged 12% a year. One of the things we do with clients is talk to them about risk and goals and what they want to do, what they want to accomplish, and where they want to do it, how they want to do it. And we show them these things so they start learning how money really works and they can find out, is it worth it? So just to give you a picture of it, every double makes a difference because it's double your money. It's a pretty big deal. So you can see a picture of what it looks like there. If you could go from 4 to 8%, that's double the interest, but it's 4 times the money. That's the magic of compounding, right? If you could go to 12%, it looks like you're just adding another 4 to it, but it becomes 16 times the money from back where you were at the earlier rate. So it's a pretty big deal. So let's talk more about this 1%. Because I, as I said, you wouldn't knowingly put your money someplace where you're going to get 1% return. Would you be shocked to find out there's $16 trillion sitting in money market passbook accounts averaging 0.12%? They're not even getting 1%. Let me do the rule of 72 for you. It's kind of a complex one, right? 600 years for $1 to turn into $2. They used to give you a toaster. Now they give you nothing. They act like they're doing you a favor to, in my opinion, almost rob you. So that's the kind of stuff we teach people about how to improve their literacy and what that does. CDs take 300 years to double. And at retirement, every double makes a difference. The financial industry hates us because the less you know, the bigger their buildings are. They don't want you to know all this. They don't want you to be thinking through all this. They want you just to say okay and just take whatever they give you. We want you to know how it works, have access to the best products and the best strategies from the best companies, and feel like you have a say in this, you have knowledge in this, and you're making your financial dreams have a chance to come true. I'm going to finish quickly by sharing with you a couple articles that really kind of tell you how dire this need really is. There was an article recently published that was a poll done by Gallup and S&P that discovered in the world 2 out of 3 adults are financially illiterate. Is that amazing? And the U.S. ranks 14th in literacy. How can we have the greatest country in the world and people don't know how money works? Really? Literacy and these questions were very simple. If this was a training class, I could go through and show you the questions. You'd be blown away at how simple they really were that people didn't know. 2 out of 3 people don't understand compounding. They don't even know how it even works or what it means or what that could mean. So we started a video called Change Your Literacy, Change Your Life. If you go to howmoneyworks.com/one of our leaders' names, we send links to our prospects. We actually trademarked How Money Works because we're going to go out, we're going to teach the world how money really works. And you can watch that video and take a quiz online and learn about how money could work for you. We think knowledge is power, especially when it comes to your money. If you really know how money works, then you could be in a pretty good spot. When I was learning from my dad at a very young age, he taught me what a client was. He opened up the dictionary, and I looked at the word client, and it said, somebody who's under the protection of another. A customer is somebody who gets something sold to them. You know, McDonald's has customers. Walmart has customers. We in our industry, we have clients. They trust us. They're putting their faith in us that we're going to help guide them into the future with the right thing at the right time. So being wiser about your health, that's on you. Being wiser about your money, that's on us together. We can help teach people how money works and give them the kind of life and lifestyle they dream of. How this all came about is there's a company called AgeWave that studies how long people live. And because we're all living so long, they said you're going to need more health and more wealth. So we decided to call our team and our business Wealth Wave. And so that's what it's really all about, this wave of people needing this knowledge and access to products and strategies to help them to become successful and do that. So VIP Green Carpet Day. To me, this is one of the most important meetings we ever do because people could be a guest in here 1 minute and 30 days later, they could have guests in here with them and they could be building this business and beyond onto the future that they've always wanted to have in our business, all because of this event like this. So it's not just on you by yourself to go build your business. You can use events like this and things to make it go. And so we call it limitless because we really believe it is. You can build this as big as you think. You're going to hear today from people who decided to make not just one or two times what they were earning before, but 5 and 10 times what they were earning in their old profession, because this has this unlimited element to it, which we'll explain more to you about today. And all you have to do is position yourself so you see it and you do something about what you see. And when you do that, you will not believe what this can do for you, where you can end up, how it can be this thing you'll be so glad that you found, so glad you put yourself in a position to learn these things, to see this system, to be able to get with the person that invited you here, whether you're on TV with us or you're here live, and learn about what it takes to become a successful entrepreneur in the 21st century in the world's biggest industry with what we think is one of the world's most dynamic companies, certainly one of the best communicating companies out there, between websites and technology and all these things you'll be hearing about all day. We are out there talking to you about what it is to make this go. So, hey, I appreciate you taking the time to come here, whether you're on TV with us or you're here in the studio audience. This is a great company doing great things. We're glad to have you here, so welcome to our house. And we look forward to you seeing the rest of today and joining us in the future. So thank you. Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.